Hi, Governor.
Hi.
Hi, so we're ready for you if you're ready to make a statement.
Okay. We have, good afternoon, everybody. We've really just witnessed a historic moment, one that's, I think, great for the United States, also great for the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin should take great pride in its part in making this day happen, both the tremendous primary win that Barack Obama had and then the landslide victory he had, winning in all parts of Wisconsin and large urban areas and small rural areas. It was a strong statement by our state that we really wanted to change. I thought his inaugural speech was brilliant. He's risen to every occasion that I've seen, and this was a moment for him to take the stage and declare to the country and the world what he, where he intended to go. And I thought it was a very moving as everything he does, just a very articulate expression of his ideals. There are some obviously really large challenges that are immediately in front of him, and one of those is passing the Recovery Act, which I hope will happen quickly, as he has been calling for it. It will be good for the country and for the state. It was quite an amazing scene today. I think it probably all of you saw it on television. You had a sense of just the magnitude of it. I was up behind the speaker, so I could see out across the entire mall to the Washington Monument, and it was an incredible sight. And I think the spirit in Washington has just been incredibly positive. And now it is time for a lot of very hard work. And I think one of the great things that Barack Obama has done is to make it very clear to people that this is not going to be easy, and we have a great challenge ahead of us. But I think, thank God, this change is happening. As given the economy and where we are in the world, we were just badly in need of the change that's happened today.
Thank you, Governor. Ellen Ferguson from Gannett, would you like to ask a question? To unmute your line, it's #6. #6, Ellen. All right, let's move on with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hey, Governor, just a sort of a details question. Who were you there watching the speech with?
I was there with the governors. The governors of the country met, and most of us, all of the Democrats, I think most all of the Democrats were there, and quite a number of Republicans were there, and so we sat in, we were announced as the governors of the United States and sat in a section that part of those seats that surround the speaker, and so I was there with the other governors. But a really high point for me was I sat directly behind and had a chance to, as we were waiting and talking, to sit behind Magic Johnson. So it was really a special day for a basketball lover.
And was there a line in the speech or that you think will sort of resonate for years to come, or one that really stuck out to you?
I thought when he talked directly to the rest of the world, it was really sort of the most moving part of it, about who we are as a country, and really, I thought, sending a very strong signal that that while we are not going to be afraid to back down when we are challenged, that we're also going to be there looking to work with the rest of the countries of the world. I thought his talking to the rest of the world and just saying that we're changing our approach to things was very effective.
Thank you. Bob Haig at Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanks, Carla. Governor, do you have a sense as to what sort of timeline on expectations the president is going to have? In other words, how quickly do you think people are going to expect to see a stimulus package passed, and how quickly do you expect that people are going to want to see some effect of that? And then I have a follow-up for you.
Well, I think they want a stimulus package passed very quickly, and not the kind that we've seen before, where money sort of disappears, but one where money where the package really goes towards helping people get jobs and get to work. And it, I think people really want that, and I think they want it soon, and I think he will have it soon. I think people understand that the hole that this last administration has put us into is not something that we're going to get out of in 30 days or 60 days or 6 months. And I think what they really want is what they're going to see from President Obama, which is somebody who's really working hard at those problems. But I think one of the most one of the most impressive things about this is I think people understand that he's been handed a huge challenge, and it's going to take him some time. Working with everybody in the country takes some time to get ourselves out of the hole that we're in.
Governor Jackie Johnson here tells me that beginning with Ronald Reagan, every president has worn Allen Edmonds shoes made in Milwaukee for the inauguration. I wonder if you know if President Obama continued that tradition.
You know, I don't know the answer to that, and I've actually been trying to make sure he's aware of that there are good shoes still made in the United States at Allen Edmonds. I was wearing Allen Edmonds, so maybe that'll make up for it.
Thank you. Dinesh Ramdi from the Associated Press. Stacey Forrester, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
Hello, Governor.
Hi, Stacey.
Along the lines of the question that Sean asked, are there any lines from the speech or any themes that you'll be bringing back to Wisconsin that you'll use in your work?
Well, I thought that there were a couple things. One is just about what hard work there is ahead of us, we're just in a very deep hole in the country, and that the way out of it is that we're going to just have to really work hard to get ourselves out of it. I think the emphasis, not only in his speech, but in this whole week about breaking through the old partisanship. Last night I was at a dinner in which he spoke, and very movingly, about that the last thing the people of the United States want from the new administration and from the new Congress is to go in and just have the same old fights, same old partisan fights. And I think so. I think when he spoke directly to the Muslim world, this doesn't relate so directly to Wisconsin, but for our country, it was pretty impressive. I mean, you think about, have you ever seen a president just look out to the world and talk directly about our desire to be a for peace? So, but I do think for what we're going to need to do in Wisconsin, all of the speech, it was really directed at how hard we're all going to have to work to do it, and that the hard decisions that are going to have to be made are very applicable to what's facing us.
Thank you. Jessica Arp, Channel 27.
Channel 3, actually, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Hi, Governor.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask you, you've talked a lot in the past about how affected you were by John F. Kennedy's inaugural speech in 1961. And I wanted to ask you how memorable this, sort of how this compared to that for you, and sort of what your most memorable part of today will be for you.
It will be as memorable for me, although I look at it from a different side of life than I did as a very young person looking at the Kennedy speech. But I think that, to me, the event, and I guess probably the most moving moment for me, was when he actually walked out and when they announced him and he came out. And you realize this was really going to happen. And once again, as always with Barack Obama, I thought he rose to the occasion. You know, you keep thinking when he gave the big speech in Denver, how can he possibly, meet this occasion? And he did it. And then the same with this speech today. But I think it was just sort of the overall effect of this, that here was somebody with such an unusual background and a real tribute to America. I just think all Americans, including most who voted for John McCain, were just very moved by what happened today, and I certainly was, and I was really honored to be able to have a good seat to see it all happen.
Thank you. Greg with Politics.
Hi, Governor.
Hi.
Are you mixing much business in with your out there? Are you meeting people about the recovery package, and are you having any meetings? Are you going to meet personally with President Obama?
I don't know that I'm going to meet with President Obama. I did have a chance just to say hello, and maybe very late tonight there's an opportunity I might see him, but I mean it won't be for business. There's been a good deal of talk among the governors. I've been with most of this time about sort of what we need to do and what we need to be doing together. I also will be testifying on Thursday in front of the Transportation Committee about infrastructure needs, and I'm particularly going to testify about rail needs in Wisconsin and in the Midwest. So, and I expect tomorrow to also meet with a number of members of Congress about the recovery package.
Thank you. Can we have Kate at WOSH Radio?
Hello, Governor. This is, I wanted to ask, how did the crowds feel out there? What was the feeling in the air out in Washington today? And then secondly, what do you have going on tonight as far as celebrating the inauguration?
The feeling has just been magical on the streets. I mean, it's just everybody is like holding doors open for people and things, you know. Everybody's just incredibly in a positive spirit. And to watch the people pouring in this morning, you know, as early as 5 o'clock in the morning, lots of families around on the streets, lots of kids that are here. I think the country really recognizes just what an incredibly important historic moment this is, and certainly that's the spirit in Washington, and I would guess that's really the spirit across the United States. And tonight I'll be going to the big Midwest ball. There are, I think, 4 or 5 big regional balls, so ours is together with 10 or 12 other states, and so I guess I'll probably go fight through crowds one more time.
Thank you.
Which is what you spend a lot of time doing here right now, the last couple of days.
WTMJ Radio. NBC 26 Green Bay. How about Channel 9 Wausau?
Hello?
Hello?
I just wanted to make sure I hadn't been dropped from the conference call, that's all.
Okay. How about Jason Romette? How about Kathy Michaelby?
Governor, how long do you think this magical feeling is going to last? And when will you believe that the work has truly started showing some, you know, helping the state of Wisconsin?
I assume that the really magical feeling will go away pretty quickly because everybody has to really get to work. I think the feeling of goodwill towards and a real chance to give President Obama a chance will last for quite some time. I would assume for a couple of years even, because people know it's going to take us a while. I hope that what we're going to see is this, his Recovery Act passed, and I know he wants to sign it by the middle of February. And given the size and scope of it, we would probably see the effect of it in Wisconsin, particularly with cold weather. You know, we really can't get started on the projects and so on for another couple of months. But I really hope by, you know, the middle of the summer, people are seeing significant more economic activity going on and more people working. And so, it's going to take a while. It doesn't happen immediately, but I do think the sooner the Recovery Act gets passed and the quicker we get moving. And that really just, not only does it create economic activity in itself, it creates confidence in people, which is what really needs to happen. So, again, I think even with that, most people understand economically we're probably going to continue to be in a recession through all of 2009, and The real question is how soon we come out of it in next year. So, again, I think the great magical feeling will move away pretty quickly, and President Obama now will go to work and with the new Congress. And but I really hope, and I think we're all geared towards trying to make sure that by the summer, once the package is, once the act is passed and the work gets going, that we start seeing some real differences.
Thank you.
Jason Stein, Wisconsin State Journal. And WKBT. How about Steve Albo, the Capital Times? Governor, I think that's about it.
I had a question.
Thanks, everybody.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, yeah.
Hello?
This is Ellen Ferguson.
Oh, hi, Ellen.
Hi. You may have called my name earlier, but I'm at the parade. I'm trying to multitask.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask the governor, this stimulus package or recovery package, is this key not only to, is the success key not only to President Obama's success, but also the Democratic Congress's success? I mean, are both of their necks on the line with this thing?
Well, I don't know if you'd say necks are on the line. I do think it's a statement of how Democrats address these issues compared to how the previous administration did. And I do think you'll see, as you've seen in this Recovery Act, much more focus on not just giving banks money and money going off into financial institutions where we don't know what really happens to it, but instead real focus on and accountability on things that get people to work. So I think it's a different approach, and it's one that's really directed. It's clear with the tax cuts and other steps that are included in this package that President Obama is really focused on working to build a strong middle class, and I think that's very different from what we've seen over the last 8 years.
Governor Doyle?
What I'm asking is if the onus is on the Democrats to overcome whatever differences they have over direction
Yes. I mean, I think the Democrats are going to, you know, when you're in the majority, you've got to govern. And I think it's very different than what's happened in this country and in our state government, too, in recent years, where if you're in the minority, you just say no to everything.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the majority, and hopefully a number of minority party members will do the same, but you have to start making these hard decisions. And so, yeah, I do believe that the Democrats have to come to agreement on this and get it passed.
Governor Doyle?
Yes.
This is Charles Benson at Channel 4. I might have missed as well being called. My question for you was, I was wondering if you were inspired by the president's comments about this era of responsibility. And I think he asked something to the question of it's not how much it should cost, but does it work? When referring to government, does that influence in your vision of government?
Yes, I mean, it's very much in keeping with my vision, and I think you'll really see President Obama follow through on it. It's, you know, as he said, it's not that we now just have to run away from government like we have at times been doing in recent years. It is, there are times you clearly need government, and where the economy is today is such a time. But it isn't just, you know, how, as he said, how much money. It's whether it works. And if it works, then we should be doing it. And if it doesn't work, we shouldn't. And I thought his comments about that we have to make hard decisions, and the time of not making the hard decisions has long since passed. So I think you see the situation the country's in, that we're going to have to make hard decisions, but smart decisions, and they shouldn't be ones that are just all based on a political ideology. And I'm sure with President Obama, and this is why I've always been such a strong supporter, you're going to see a very pragmatic president who's really looking at what works and what doesn't work, and not at what his political ideology says is right and what is wrong.
If I could have one follow-up to that, Governor, is you've well laid out the challenges that we face here in the state with a $5.4 billion deficit, and you're certainly in Washington trying to argue for those stimulus dollars. But as the president will look at other states
and what they need compared to what we need. And we're just seeing in Forbes magazine how if you want a job, they said go to Madison because unemployment is low there. Do you feel that you're going to have to fight for those dollars and that Wisconsin, in the end, will get its fair share of those stimulus dollars?
Well, we're going to do everything we can, and we are to get our make sure we do get our fair share. We have some very strong members of Congress that are helping us, and I would say in particular, and there are many who are doing it, who are helping us, but the chairman of the Appropriations Committee, which is one of the most important positions in Washington, is from Wisconsin. So we're going to be very focused on getting our fair share here and making sure that, you know, we're doing with it what's intended to be done, which is get people to work and get them to work on projects that add real value to the state.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Governor.